This is Tom Wilmer reporting from Pismo Beach, and I'm here with Kitty Morgan, the new editor of Sunset Magazine. What a treat.
Oh, well, it's a treat to be here right on the beach, and a treat to talk to you, Tom.
Sunset's Savor the Central Coast event coming up this September. Tell us about what's most passionate in your heart and mind about the event.
Ah, yes. Well, you know, this is our third event here on the Central Coast with Sunset. My first, so I have not been there yet. So I'm very excited. A lot of it is for me to meet people, to meet the winemakers, to meet the people who are the chefs. I'm really interested in the chefs. You know, food is so core to Sunset Magazine. And the fact that all these chefs will be leading teams of people from outside of the region and inside and putting together local foods, I'm really interested in what they do with that.
And that really is central to what's so cool about the Savor event. I call it one-stop shopping.
Yeah, exactly.
For the listener, give us an overview of the breadth, some of the high points, the different events, like the Oh My God Hearst Castle and on the
yes.
pier down here.
Yes, the one that I've actually bought my own husband a ticket for and paid my own money for is the exclusive event at Hearst Castle, which will be wining, dining, and basically hanging out on the gardens where William Randolph used to hang out. It's about 500 to 700 people, so it's a very small event. It's at sunset. It should be beautiful.
And that's a kickoff event,
right? That's the kickoff event, I think, on Thursday night. Mm-hmm. I'm actually looking forward to the Saturday event where it's the whole, as you said, the whole Central Coast comes together out at the ranch, at the Margarita Ranch, which is this amazing location. There's probably nowhere else on earth like that. And to be able to go out there and drink that wine. We're going to have celebrity chefs, including Ted Allen, who I'm a huge fan of Ted Allen. And again, they're going to be mingling with our local chefs. And this year, there's the option to buy stuff. And I'm kind of a shopper. So I can leave the event and have bought wines, bought baked goods, bought a lot of the foods that are from right here. So it's going to be actually a lot of fun.
And then we're also, there will be agricultural producers and their products, right?
Yes, yes. It's all seamless here. That's what's so special about the Central Coast. It's an agricultural region between two of the major cities of the world, Los Angeles and San Francisco. And that is what's so striking to me. Within 3 or 4 hours, you could have been in LA and then you're here and you're in an agricultural community with these farmers, these producers who, in many cases, for generations, have been growing here.
And again, what a wonderful thing. It's like back to cuisine. It is so hard to get from North County to South County to all the new restaurants, and here you go to one place and there are all the chefs and the owners and their food, so you can in one day know what your next 6 months worth of dining options are going to be.
Right. I'm guessing for me that I'm going to learn a lot and then I'm going to want to come back all the time to actually go and see where these farmers or where the winemakers are actually making this happen. We just had at this lunch today here at Sea Venture had an abalone taco, and I just love that. Where else in the world can you get an abalone taco?
And they're grown right here in the Central Coast.
Yes. And we're gonna have Pismo clams. Pismo Beach is actually named for a clam.
Love it. Speaking of Pismo Beach, tell us a little bit about the night on the pier under the tent. That's cool.
That is cool. There's going to be a DJ, which turns the whole thing a little bit into the club scene. That will be kind of a nice mix to mix that into the pier. I think all of these events have that. The fact that you're on a pier or you're at the castle or you're on a ranch, you're given this great access to these locations that you never get to see in the same light.
Kitty Morgan, I am so bummed, but we got to go.
We got to go eat some clams, some lobster. The wines are delicious. I'm really having a good time. Uh-oh.
30 seconds. For further information about Sunset Savor.
Go to sunset.com where you can find all the information and you can buy tickets online. Makes it a lot easier. And then, you know, you spent the money and you show up. It feels like you didn't even spend the money. But given what you can get on a long weekend, it's truly, truly a fantastic experience.
Once again, pleasure and an honor. Kitty Morgan, editor-in-chief of Sunset Magazine. Thank you.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks a lot.
My pleasure. Hi, Stacy Jacob.
Hi, Tom. I'm so honored to be working with the San Luis Obispo County Visitors and Conference Bureau.
Today, specifically, you're on a surgical assignment, aren't you?
I am. Today, we're out here promoting Sunset Savor the Central Coast. This is truly the premier lifestyle event that we're doing on the West Coast, all about food and wine. And it's so awesome to bring to life what we get to enjoy every day here on the Central Coast under a pinnacle event happening September 27th through the 30th.
So those who are listening that live on the Central Coast or visit the Central Coast, Tell us about who is going to participate in the Savor event, both wine and food.
We have 4 days of activities planned, and we have a myriad of local chefs. We're going to kick off the weekend event at Hearst Castle, where Chef Meg Loring, now with Lido Restaurant, is going to be our culinary chef de cuisine for that particular evening. On Friday, we'll be here at Pismo Beach at the International Wine Competition Dinner and Grand Tasting, and that will be Chef Greg Wangard. He's got a whole team of Pismo Beach chefs coming together to create an extravaganza of foods for the opening night reception and, of course, the dinner that evening.
We just had lunch, and I'm getting hungry all over again, thanks to you.
I know. I'm kind of, my mouth is starting to water a little bit as I think about this. Yeah. We have more than 30 chefs going to be at the main event, and it's such a fun opportunity to bring the culinary talents of our local chef community and really mirror those with our celebrity chefs who are going to be joining us. We have Artie Sequeira of Artie's Party coming from the Food Network. We also have Ted Allen of Chopped coming from the Food Network as well.
Wow, world class. Let's talk wine for a moment.
We live in what I think is the mecca of wine world here on the Central Coast. We're going to have probably more than 60 wineries. Some of your favorites from Justin Winery, J. Lohr Winery, Edna Valley Vineyards will be there. Of course, the Hope Family Wines will be there as some of our mainstay favorites. We're also inviting wineries from Monterey, from Santa Cruz, from Santa Barbara, all a myriad of Central Coast coming to enjoy this area.
Literal Central Coast, which does go all the way up that far north.
Absolutely. You know, it's interesting. So many people, when you come to California, you hit San Francisco or Los Angeles. But what we consider rural California, this pristine area we've found, the area in between the Central Coast, there's truly so much to offer. If you live in San Luis Obispo County, we have a special discount for you happening from now until the end of August. And you can take advantage of our locals only discount. So when you go online to savorcentralcoast.com, and when you buy your ticket, type in the discount code locals, and we're going to give you 15% off that ticket price.
Stacy Jacob, thank you so much.
Thank you, Tom.
This is Tom Wilmer reporting from Pismo Beach, California.